It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover. Johnny presents Call for Music.
Call for Dinah Shore.
Gotta accentuate the positive. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
And for America's finest cigarette,
call for Philip Murray.
Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you spoke Philip Morris today. Because of all leading cigarettes, Philip Morris, and only Philip Morris, is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists as definitely less irritating. No other cigarette can make that statement.
I cried for you.
Too bad, too bad.
Now it's your turn to cry over me.
Turn the car right, Dinah.
Every road has a turning. One thing you'll learn.
I'm Eddie Bernie.
I cried for you.
Don't cry, don't cry.
What a fool I used to be.
Can't happen again.
Now I found two eyes just a little bit bluer. I found a heart just a little bit truer. I cried for you.
Now it's all over.
Now it's your turn to cry over me.
What a guy he must have been.
Hey, that's pretty sweet crying there, McDonald.
Ought to rattle the tear ducts from Key West to Vancouver.
Thanks, fellas. How about shedding a tear with me this time? All around, Mr. James, Mr. Mercer?
Well,
let's
why
go.
Not? I cried for you.
My drip, drip, dripping.
Now it's your turn to cry over me.
Our romance is slipping.
Every road has a turn.
Don't know there's a curve ahead.
That's one thing you'll learn.
Hey, Joe, look out, you're dead.
I cried for you.
She didn't want to do it.
What a fool I used to be.
Crazy as a coot.
I found two eyes just a little bit bluer.
That can get wetter.
Found a heart just a little bit truer.
Laughing is better.
I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me.
Honey child, this clam bake is going to boom the handkerchief business.
Now it's your turn to break out the tears for me.
That call for music, it means three old friends of yours have come a-calling. Every Tuesday about this time, Harry James and Johnny Mercer and I are going to drop around with the music you've called for. Like, for instance, this one.
The melody was played, pianissimo. The harmony was so very I can't remember the name of that song, but I do recall it helped us fall in love. And then a voice came through,
pianissimo,
with lovely words that seemed to repeat, I love you, darling, but all I recall are the words you whispered dancing in my arms. Pianissimo means soft and low, and soft and low were your sighs. Darling, now I know that tender glow was love shining in your eyes. And then we stole away, pianissimo, and kissed goodnight while stars danced above. I can't remember the name of that song, but I do recall it helped us fall in love.
So soft and sweet, pianissimo.
After a song like Pianissimo, seems like a fellow ought to just talk in a whisper.
Well, that is everybody but you, Jack Rourke. You can't whisper when you talk about Philip Morris.
When your cigarette leaves your throat dry, hot, uncomfortable, remember, that's cigarette hangover. When your cigarette leaves a stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, remember, that's cigarette hangover. And that's when it's time to call for Philip Morris. Here's why.
Cigarette hangover is a symptom of irritation, and Philip Morris is the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating than any other leading brand. That fact is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Friends, as long as there's a choice, doesn't it make good sense to choose the one cigarette that gives you a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than you've ever known before? Yes, call for Philip Morris. And remember,
you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked a Philip Morris today.
Say, it seems to me like we ought to sweeten up Call for Music just a little bit.
Well, if it's sweetening you want, there's a whole truckload of it in the next 100 measures.
Are we going to get that famous Johnny Mercer rendition of Sugar Blues?
None other.
Oh, that's good.
If I can find a trumpet player to help me out.
Well, lead on, Johnny boy. I'm just pouring some molasses on my mute.
Just give me the old sugar blues. Oh, play me that low-down melody. Now you can have your St. Luke, your bebopping too. And you can have your hidey-holes, but here's a tune that tickles my toes. Oh, what a strain. Just listen to the pep and rhythm in that refrain. Let me stand here with the brass section rising. How did the chance to do some real harmonizing when they play the sugar blues? Now Mr. James will play something in his own style. Oh, what a strain. Just listen to the pep and the rhythm in that refrain. Let me stand here with the brass section rising. How's this a chance to do some real harmonizing when they play the show? I'll say it blue.
To feel that we're right up to the minute on what's doing in music. And we're proud to be a little ahead of the march on the week's biggest musical news. Our own Johnny Mercer made the discovery. Tell him about it, Johnny.
Well, a little fellow with long blonde hair and a beard, a purple smock and a blue beret came into my office a few weeks ago. He was one of those Hollywood hermits who lives up in the hills and who consult the stars. But he had a tune under his arm, and it kind of bowled me over.
I should think it would have, Johnny. It's pure poetry.
Everybody's talking about it, and it's our nomination for the quickest hit of the year. Dinah sings Nature Boy.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
The music you want to hear. And Johnny Mercer, Harry James, and I are doing our best to answer that call. Say, Harry, tell me, what's big on the bandstand this week?
Well, this is a favorite of the Teen and 20 gang, Dinah. They all seem to like listening to Dear Old Southland.
Good.
hangover. Cigarette hangover. Cigarette hangover.
Yes, when you've smoked the night before and you wake up the morning after with a stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, a dry, tight feeling in your throat and no appetite, that's cigarette hangover. And, brother, when that happens to you, it's time to change to Philip Morris. Here's why.
Cigarette hangover is a symptom of irritation, and Philip Morris is the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating than any other leading brand. That fact is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Remember, if you're tired of cigarette hangover, tired of that musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, that dry, tight feeling in your throat, change to a milder, fresher, cleaner smoke. Yes, change to Philip Morris. And remember,
you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today.
About this time, Philip Morris calls for the music of show business. The soundtracks of Hollywood have been humming with some really wonderful melodies. So tonight, instead of bringing you the score of one movie or one Broadway show, we're going to pick up choice musical moments from five different pictures. For instance, let's pretend you're sitting in your own private projection room in Hollywood, and you press the button marked To the Victor. And all of a sudden, you're looking at the city of Paris and listening to a song written by Edith Piaf. You're too dangerous, Sherry, too dangerous for me. I know I can't resist you. You're too wonderful, Sherry. What will become of me? Will I regret I kissed you? You're too glamorous, Sherry. So amorous, Sherry. So thrilling in my arms. I know it's foolish to love you so much, but I forget to be smart when you touch me. My heart tells me to beware. You're dangerous, Sherry, but I don't care.
Diana, when you pressed that last button in your private projection room, it sounded just like ping.
Me, I'd like to press the button marked Bing.
All right, help yourself, Harry. More music from Hollywood as we call for the Harry James treatment of But Beautiful from the Hope Crosby picture Road to Rio.
Thank you.
Allie? Well, tonight we're touring Tin Pan Hollywood. Out at Universal International is a brand new musical movie called Are You With It? And we like the score so much, we recorded this tune from it. When you bring me home that yacht, buy the house that goes with the lot, don't let me know what I'm getting, Daddy, surprise me. And when you're driving into town, bring the furs that go with the gown, don't tell me I'm getting sable, Daddy, surprise me. I could suggest that you buy me the best, your baby may leave you flat. I could hint you get me the mint, but I'd never do a thing like that. So when you want my eyes to shine, get the gold that goes with the mine. Don't tell me I'm worth a million. Daddy, surprise me.
We're calling for music with a Hollywood Dateline. And out at MGM, they brought out three daring daughters just in time to welcome spring fever. Anyhow, here's a hunk of soundtrack that contains a good spring tonic. A dicky bird whispered, haven't you heard? Spring is here, spring is here, spring is here. A little crow sang a happy hello, my favorite time of the year. A little frog sang a song on his log, lose your blues, lose your blues, lose your blues. And you and I fell in love in reply on hearing the dicky bird's news. If you have to look around to find a reason for such a wonderful thing, you can blame it on the sentimental season. Falling in love is done in the spring.
A wonderful thing.
The bobolink looked at us with a wink. Had a boy, had a girl, nothing's wrong. When you're in love, you go swinging along, singing the dicky bird song.
Spring is here, spring is here, spring is here, spring is here. And the cuckoo sang a cuckoo to the blue jay, who told the lark in the park.
Who responded, how'd you do and how are you, Jay? How would you like to go for a lark?
After dark.
The bobolink said, I think what I think. Winter's o'er, winter's o'er, winter's o'er. The dicky bird said, I give you my word, it ain't gonna snow anymore.
Winter's gone, winter's gone, winter's gone.
That's a dicky bird song of spring. What a wonderful thing.
Attraction in show business this week is something with a great many hits and not a single melody. Baseball's back in town. Guys and gals are heading for the ballparks again. The Polo Grounds, Wrigley Field, Sportsman's Park, Sulphur Dell back in Nashville. It's pretty much the same all over. The grass is green and it's clipped close in the infield. The baselines are white and straight and there's sunshine and fresh air. And the rookies are trying to make clean hits into the bleachers. The smack of a bat and the roar of a crowd are a kind of music. A special American kind of music that plays for guys named McGraw or Greenberg or Feller or Robinson. Batter up.
This is Johnny again, reminding you if you're tired of cigarette hangover, call for the one cigarette that gives you a milder, fresher, cleaner smoke. Yes, call for Philip Morris.
Yes, if every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris.
Dinah saying goodnight for Johnny Mercer, Harry James, and myself. See you next Tuesday, same time, same station. Listen in on Sunday night when Johnny presents Philip Morris Night with Horace Height. Till then.
Call for Philip Morris.
Hello, hello, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it, 5. Pipe smokers, try Revelation pipe tobacco. A smooth blend of 5 tobaccos. Yes, relax, take 5, take Revelation, a fine pipe tobacco. This is Jack Rourke saying be sure to listen next week to Call for Music, starring Dinah Shore, Harry James, and Johnny Mercer.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.